NewsRamp, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies Podcast, Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
ANews breaks: Spark AI Inc. strengthens defense technology position with AUKUS market access. Spark AI Inc. has strengthened its defense technology position by gaining access to allied defense markets through the AUKUS license-free environment. The company's Overwatch platform, offering AI-powered geolocation and target acquisition capabilities for autonomous systems in GPS-denied environments, stands to benefit from this milestone. Spark AI's software integration approach could enhance defense manufacturers' capabilities without hardware redesign, potentially accelerating partnerships and commercialization within the AUKUS alliance.
Mission IR News breaks: Data Vault AI Inc. to acquire CyberCatch for $94.50 million in an all-cash transaction. The acquisition will integrate CyberCatch's AI-enabled cybersecurity compliance platform into Data Vault AI's Quantum private network ecosystem. Pending approvals, CyberCatch will operate as a subsidiary of Data Vault AI, with founder Sai Huda serving as president.
What Japan's enterprises know about AI that North America is about to learn. Japan's approach to AI governance is setting an example for North America. With AI adoption outpacing privacy infrastructure, enterprises in Japan have embraced responsible innovation as a key component for success. Limina, a data de-identification platform, has seen rapid adoption in Japan's enterprise sector, showcasing the importance of privacy infrastructure as a foundation for AI strategy. North American organizations are urged to follow suit to stay ahead of evolving regulatory pressures.
Biomed news breaks: Gaxos.ai Inquirce announces warrant exercise expected to generate $3.60 million. Gaxos.ai Inquirce announced definitive agreements for the immediate exercise of outstanding warrants, generating approximately $3.60 million in gross proceeds. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The company will issue new and registered warrants in exchange for the exercise, with the offering expected to close on or about August 17. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is serving as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction.
Network news breaks: Knight Food Holdings Inc. updates board executive leadership in support of NASDAQ listing application. Knight Food Holdings Inc. announced updates to its board and executive leadership as part of its NASDAQ listing application. The company welcomed new board members and established three committees. Yuri Pyatigorsky was appointed CFO, succeeding Jimmy Chan, who remains CEO. There was no guarantee of meeting NASDAQ listing qualifications or approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
AI model helps China generate renewables reliably. China is utilizing artificial intelligence to enhance the reliability of its renewable energy infrastructure. An AI model was recently implemented at the Yalong River Integrated Renewable Base in Sichuan Province to tackle output instability and intermittency issues. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies Inc. are observing China's innovative approach, which could potentially benefit the renewable energy sector as a whole.
Employees contradict tech leaders' claim that AI reduces work hours for staff. Employees at leading AI companies are contradicting tech leaders' claims that AI reduces work hours for staff. Despite promises of AI handling routine tasks to free up time, evidence suggests the opposite is happening. This raises questions about the impact on work weeks at tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., developing advanced AI technologies.
And the producer produces a 75% record producer. driven by strong sales from its AI subsidiary and U.S. South government contracts. The company received 4 government contracts, including work with the U.S. Army and a U.S. Air Force SBIR award. SafePro also completed a stock repurchase program, buying back 637,084 shares. Mission IR Newsbreaks, Azio AI Holdings, Inc. featured in Network News Audio on AI power and infrastructure constraints. Azio AI Holdings is addressing infrastructure constraints in AI expansion with its planned 500 MHz AI data center campus in Texas. The site, with access to 500 MHz of power, aims to support large-scale GPU deployments as demand for AI computing capacity grows. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/AIO.
Network news breaks. Lantern Pharma advances AI-driven oncology pipeline, establishes openmedicineai.com. Lantern Pharma report progress in its AI-driven oncology pipeline, including positive data from the Phase 2 Harmonic trial for LP-300. The company also established Open Medicine AI as a separate entity. Financially, Lantern saw a decrease in loss from operations and R&D expenses in the second quarter of 2026. Cash, cash equivalents, and marketable securities totaled approximately $7.40 million as of June 30, 2026.
Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reports 57% revenue growth, improved margins in quarter 2, 2026. Beeline Holdings reported a 57% revenue growth in quarter 2, 2026, with net revenue reaching $2.60 million. The company's net loss narrowed to $4 million, while adjusted EBITDA loss improved to $2.60 million. Operating margins increased by 9.4% from the previous quarter. Beeline also announced plans to acquire TYTL Holdings, Inc., enhancing its offerings in blockchain-enabled residential equity and digital securities platform.
Then, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the News RARF, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.